Members of the Sullivan family were positive that they were living with William Shakespeare. The problem was convincing anyone else. The Sullivans were the owners of what they believed to be the one and only true portrait of William Shakespeare, painted by an ancient relative. But it was tough to know exactly what to do with the treasure. Lloyd Sullivan has been fighting for decades to prove to the world his painting is indeed an authentic likeness of the great scribe. Many experts now agree that the Sanders portrait is indeed Shakespeare. But either way, it's a battle that Lloyd will no longer have to fight. A deal is being brokered for the sale of the painting to an unknown Canadian buyer. We reached Lloyd Sullivan at his home in Ottawa.
Hi, Mr. Sullivan.
Good afternoon.
This painting, it's been in your family for so long, it must have been difficult to sell it. Why are you deciding to do that now?
Well, the reason why I'm trying to sell it, or I'm into a possible deal to sell it, is that it's time to reveal the true life image of William Shakespeare to the world.
It has had some publicity. Why do you think it would be better off in other hands?
Well, because I'm old and not too well, and it's time to sell it.
Could you describe this piece of art you've looked at all your life for me?
Well, I was fascinated right from day one when the portrait was under my grandmother's bed, who lived with us for many years in Montreal. I used to bring her tea and crumpets, and she allowed me to pull this lovely big brown bag, her parcel, out from under the bed. And when I opened it, I was just fascinated by what I saw.
Under the bed.
I've been fascinated ever since. And I used to, when I looked at it and I moved my head, I'd swear the eyes were moving with me.
Remind me, would you, how it made its way to Canada, made its way from the UK across the Atlantic here?
Well, my great-grandfather died in 1915. He willed it to my grandfather, his oldest son. And but the strict heritage laws that England had in those days demanded that they not release the painting until they verified whether it was really truly a true-life image of William Shakespeare. And they held it in probate court for 4 years. And in April of 1919, my grandfather bought some tickets, and he and his wife, my grandmother, was going to go over to England and get the portrait from the government and bring it to Canada for the first time. Unfortunately, he died shortly after that, and so my grandmother decided to go over to England in the fall with three of her adult children, and the rest is history. She was able to get the portrait, and they brought it back to Canada. Fortunately, the English government did not have the scientific equipment to verify whether this was a true-life image of William Shakespeare or not, and they gave up trying.
What kind of shape is it in? I mean, you would expect...
Pristine shape. It's painted on oak. One of the top dendrochronologists in the world, by the name of Peter Klein from the University of Hamburg, did his study and determined that the tree was felled in 1585 in the Baltic region, and 12 years to cure, made it 1597, so 1603 was a plausible date.
And where was it kept since it arrived in Canada? Besides that period under the bed.
It's been kept in closets, and I used to have it on my wall of my dining room, and there were other graduates, university graduates that I graduated with. They would come up, they were working for Bell, and I'd invite them home for supper, and eventually, inevitably after the meal, we were sitting around having an aperitif, and somebody would say, "Who's that up on the wall?"
Therein lies a conversation.
Well, I'd say, well, that's the true life image of William Shakespeare, and they'd always say, well, have another drink.
You've spent a lot of time and a lot of money to authenticate this piece of art. How certain are you that it's Shakespeare?
Totally positive, but we can't say it's 100% Shakespeare. Nobody can. No, there's no painting in the world that anyone could say is 100% Shakespeare, and I'm referring to the Shandouse owned by the National Portrait Gallery in England, and also the Cobb painting owned by Alec Cobb. Mm-hmm. But this painting has credentials beyond belief, 40 years of research, tons of money spent on it. I've had 13 scientific tests by eminent scientists in the world, and it's all proven to be positive.
Now, the negotiations for a sale on this, I know, are all quite private and delicate, as they should be, but I understand that it's important to you that this be sold to a Canadian. Why is that?
What do we have in Canada? The beaver, the flag, the maple leaves, the senators, what do we have? You know, there are wonderful portraits painted by the Group of Seven, Paul Kane portraits and so on. But this is a cultural icon, and it belongs in Canada.
The buyer, if it goes through, has chosen to remain anonymous. Will Canadians get to experience it for themselves?
Well, that's the whole idea. This is being done through the University of Guelph, who have been very supportive and have done research along with me. And it will be displayed at the University of Guelph, I believe, at their wonderful art gallery, the McDonald Stewart Art Gallery on their campus. And it's time to make sure that it remains in Canada.
You sound like you're going to miss that painting. What can possibly take its place on your wall in your dining room?
Well, I have a beautiful copy of it with a beautiful light over it, and it decorates one wall in my living room, and I can look at it every day. And I'm writing three books with Professor Frischlin from the University of Guelph, and one will be a children's book on the Sanders portrait.
More very fine Canadian stories. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lloyd Sullivan is the, I guess, soon-to-be former owner of the Sanders portrait. We reached him in Ottawa.